Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, I know we got loaded phones and people want to talk about the spying and Bush's speeches and the upcoming war with Iran, and they told Turkey, get ready for us to use your air bases to smash Iran. I mean, it's just getting World War III looming. Pray it doesn't happen. We got Michael Rivero joining us. Loaded phone lines on several banks here. Just a few more calls for Dr. Eisenstein, who we've been so honored to have with us. Such a gentleman, so well-educated, a trailblazer exposing vaccination. Very even-handed in his book, Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate, which you can get from Infowars.com, or you can get it from HomeFirst.com, along with a lot of other amazing literature and products. But right now, Shannon's comment, I've seen the statistics and reports, interviewed scores of other medical doctors on this subject, Dr. Eisenstein, I want to see if you concur with this, but that obviously mercury poisoning is per weight, so you get four or five vaccines at birth to some three-pound preemie, and I've seen this in the news, and then the child has a convulsion and dies right there. I mean, what's wrong with these pediatricians, sir?
That's exactly right. What's wrong with these pediatricians? Prematurity itself is a very serious problem. And the last thing in the world you want to do is add to the problems. Makes no sense. Makes
just masses no sense. Of foreign stuff cooked up on monkey kidneys.
Makes absolutely no sense. You know, let me tell you, it goes the same thing. Many pediatricians won't allow a premature baby to breastfeed. And if the baby's too weak to nurse, you can express the milk and give it to the baby. And we know that that's the best food for the baby. It makes no sense.
You know, they try to take the baby away, and frankly, the doctors don't even know it, but a lot of these guidelines have been written just to make more money.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, and unfortunately, doctors are good followers. That's one of the sad parts, you know. It goes along from their whole education of just give the answer that the teacher told you so you get the best grade.
Let's not give milk full of colostrum and full of natural antibodies. I mean, that's literally everything. I mean, is that true, doctor, that everything the mother has become immune to is transferred to that baby?
Well, I don't know of everything, but a whole lot, you know.
So that is the natural vaccination.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Breastfeeding is God's vaccine.
It's like, here it is. But, you know, we're kind of extreme. We think mercury's bad for children. The news says it's nutritious, and we think milk is good. Mother's milk is bad. Maybe we should just start giving them pure mercury. I mean, you know, I mean, if you did it, they'd die, but maybe that's life.
Oh, my God, you're not kidding, you know. You're not kidding. It's really sad. But, you know, I think that, Alex, with programs like yours, I think the awareness is getting...
Yeah, that's the good news. Despite all their propaganda, we're gaining ground, aren't we, doctor?
I absolutely think so, you know. And what's so interesting is that they talk about how you win a war. He said, and this is a war of politics in a sense also. You win a war not by changing the minds of people who oppose you, but by increasing the number of people who agree with you.
That's right, and we're winning. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in California, last caller. Got about 40 seconds. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hi. Thank you for your show. I just really wanted to say I appreciate it greatly. I have two questions. I'll make them quick. First of all, doctor, do you know a process where children can be put through a cleanse, like a chelation?
Yeah, detox.
And they can get all this mercury out of them?
That's number one. Number two.
And two of them. And the second one is, Alex, do you know anything of the best shortwave radio? Because you're only on KCAA for 1 hour.
Okay, let me comment on the affiliate thing after this break. And then let me get Dr. Eisenstein to comment on the chelation. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, a lot of doctors are involved with chelation now. I don't know how effective it is because, you know, it's like once you put problems in, it's hard to get the problems out, you know. But there's some new literature on even safer chelation, just creams that you rub on the feet, which will pull out the metals from the system. And so I think this is clearly research worth looking into. But I always like, let's get it before the fact. After
exactly.
The fact,
we're going to have to get you back on, doctor.
My pleasure. I'm looking forward to it.
Take care. Have a good New Year.
Thank you. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, too.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, our guest, Michael Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com, can speak on any issue. Really an expert on the New World Order and its criminal activities. I know that we have Francis and Stan and others that have been holding forever. We'll get to you early in this hour. We're connecting to Michael Rivera in his home in Hawaii. He had some phone glitches earlier. We're trying to get that in place right now. We'll get him on. This is our first live show of 2006. Welcome to everyone. We've got about 51 minutes left here today, and there's just a plethora, a entire archipelago of just overt criminal activities in our faces. In our face. And I want to talk to Michael Rivera about just the propaganda, how they tell us that, oh, look, these Iraqi newspapers are all free, we brought them freedom, and look, they love the government, and they love the occupation, and it turns out no one's allowed to write anything anti-U.S. or anti-globalist, or they're taken over, and it's all paid for, and that news is used here domestically, and they are have the military surveilling us here domestically. And then, meanwhile, we have the Pentagon program ordering soldiers to promote Iraq war while at home on leave. Well, I've heard this myself. I don't even have to now see it in the mainstream news. I hear all over talk radio, all over TV, soldiers saying the same script. I mean, it's not even well written. This is un-American. Even if you love this war and want to kill every Arab on the planet, having our military run around and engage in domestic psyops is totally un-American. And the people are against this war. There's nothing the globalists can do to put it back together again unless they carry out another terror attack. So I want to get into that. And also I want to talk about DynCorp and Halliburton and the sex slaves and how now we have governors of Illinois and big papers going public and reporting on this, that our government is letting lobbyists run around on the Hill lobbying against the Pentagon, stopping these practices. Michael Rivero, it's always great to have you join us once a month. Thanks for spending time with us.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Alex.
You bet. WhatReallyHappened.com, a real beacon out there of alternative news and information, and we're always honored to have you with us. I just mentioned four or five things that I'd like to get your take on. Any other things that you think we should get in? I mean, I would imagine that you want to talk about Der Spiegel and Jerusalem Post, our criminal government telling Turkey, hey, we're about to use your bases to bomb Iran.
Yeah, whether Turkey wants it or not. It seems to be an ongoing debate where apparently Putin met with the leadership in Turkey and basically convinced them that this was not a good idea. Because ultimately, any attack on Iran is going to involve Russian nationals who are currently working at the construction sites for the power stations. So Putin went in and got a commitment from the government of Turkey to not allow the U.S. to use their territory to launch attacks from. But, of course, the U.S. is attempting to pressure Turkey back the other way. All of this, of course, pulls together with other indications that Bush does intend to carry out an attack on Iran for absolutely no reason at all other than he and his neocon buddies seem to want it. They're not even bothering trying to come up with some kind of an excuse or justification. They're just saying, they've got nuclear sites, therefore we are justified in attacking them, which of course is completely silly. Nobody deserves to be attacked for having a power station. And I want to get back to this whole issue, and we went over this during the run-up to the war in Iraq, where we were being told that Iraq was building nuclear bombs, and it's very hard to take Bush serious about it because he can't even pronounce the word correctly. But what you have
nuclear,
to go
nuclear,
nuclear, nuclear bombs there. But what you need to look back at is the U.S. paid for, we're still paying for, this tremendously capable nuclear deterrent. We have Ohio-class submarines. We have cruise missiles. We have ballistic missiles. We can lay waste to any country on Earth that dares to attack us. Well, for Bush or anybody else to get up there and say that Iraq or Iran is a danger to the U.S. because they might be developing a nuclear bomb is in essence saying that the nuclear deterrent, the U.S. nuclear deterrent that we paid trillions of dollars to build and maintain, does not work because it's not deterring an attack. So there is a tremendously strange disconnect.
Also, Bill Gertz, who really ought to write a story about CIA operatives in the media, I bet he could really give us a good inside story. What do you think, Mike? He's such an expert on it. Why, they've got magic bombs that are going to EMP us like Bugs Bunny's Death Ray or Marvin the Martian, and we're going to be back in the Stone Age, it said.
Well, it's just a lot of scaremongering, and the bottom line is that Iraq and Iran and those countries can build all the atomic bombs they want and put them in museums or run them on parades, but the bottom line is that they're not a threat to the U.S. because, we have the capability of, simply wiping an attacking country off the face of the earth.
Well, listen, North Korea's running around threatening to nuke us. China threatens to nuke us, and then, they're our friends, but, we better attack Iran right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, as was the case in Iraq, there is no evidence that Iran is building nuclear weapons of any kind. They're doing everything that is consistent with building a power station.
Now, it's clear, the CIA's own documents, not the cooked ones, but the real ones, say, and this was a few months ago, that it will take 10 years for them to have a nuclear device. 10 years to do it. Meanwhile, the neocons, the very same liars of 3 years ago, are on TV, CNN, Fox, you name it, saying they could have a bomb within 3 months and kill us all.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the same rhetoric we heard going into Iraq, that they could attack us in 45 minutes, and all of it turned out to be a lie. They cannot be so disconnected from the American public that they think anybody is believing it again. I think it is just they're going through the motions to justify an attack they're going to carry out, and they're basically relying on the American people to not stand up and slap them in the nose and saying you shouldn't ought to do this anymore. But it is very clear
Mike, do you think they're going to attack Iran?
Yes, I believe that they're going to attack Iran, possibly Syria. They're going to keep on going. Until
now, I've been saying this for years. You've been saying this for years. People are like, they're not that crazy. They wouldn't dare. Listen, this is their agenda. This is a criminal group that is attempting to use the military domestically against the American people. Give us your take on all the domestic propaganda. I mean, how many people realize how widespread this is?
The propaganda is becoming, we're becoming saturated in it is really what it comes down to. We have, the scandals where the White House was paying reporters to write favorable pieces in the newspaper, the American newspapers. We had only a few years ago where military psyops operatives were actually working in places like the CNN newsrooms. We had situations where we just found out that the U.S. government is paying journalists in Iraq to write favorable news and forbidding the writing of any negative news about what's going on.
Hundreds of them, and then knowing that that news is then telegraphed here, meanwhile lying on our news saying there's total freedom of press over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, if you're going to use the media to lie to the population, you have to first of all convince them that the media is not going to be lying. If you live in a country where you know the press is simply parroting what the government says, you're going to ignore them. So for the propaganda campaign to be effective, the first and biggest lie they have to put out there is that the press is uncontrolled by the government. We now know for a fact that that is not the case. The government uses all kinds of covert and overt means to sway the media in their favor, holding out those seats on Air Force One. Reporters aren't going to say anything bad about the government as long as they get a free ride in the back of that 747. So between that and outright bribes, and now we find out that the government has been bugging journalists without warrants to find out, things that can be used to persuade them.
Well, that's the thing. We all know the NSA has been spying on us for decades, and then Bush tries to use that as a rationale. No, that makes it even worse. Then he lies and says that the FISA court, they were having to get permission before they'd take a call from Bin Laden. Everybody knows the FISA court, you can come back to them in a month later. So it isn't, it's just all lies.
It absolutely is. And I think a big part of this whole current bugging scandal, as you said, the NSA has been doing this for years. It's really not new. But I think the reason it was allowed out is Bush realizes he's losing the public relations battle. He is losing support for future wars. And they have been unable to control radio shows and websites like yours and mine. And so this, I think, is a last-ditch desperate attempt to trick the people who are getting their news from the blogs and the Internet and the radio shows from talking to the rest of America that is still getting all their news from ABC and the other networks.
It's funny you say that. I believe they came out with this on purpose as a chilling effect, and now we have even more evidence. We're seeing a whole flotilla or squadron of news pieces and ads saying the Internet is watching you, Big Brother is going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, I want to play a clip where AOL is running ads all over the Western world, predominantly in England, saying the Internet's evil, showing pictures of Hitler, saying should it be controlled, and they want you to go register with them to discuss it. So they're also at the same level. That's a triple-pronged attack. They're saying it's dangerous and evil, needs to be regulated, but they're also saying come join us and discuss it, trying to become us, the alternative media. So yes, you're right.
Yeah, right now the biggest problem that Bush and the neocons are facing is that people are talking to each other. And as you said before, the thing about the military being ordered to talk up the Iraq war, I experienced that myself recently when we attended a wedding of somebody who was about to go to Iraq. And he's there trying to talk up about the positive side of the war. But every time we ask him a direct question, he goes, that's true. And so they're following
folks,
that order,
the
but not with much enthusiasm.
Exactly, folks. Here's the script. They go, I tell you, nobody talks about the positive things that are happening. The liberal media only focuses on the negative. When it's not a liberal media, it's lying, but they make it look even more extreme by then saying that it's liberal.
Absolutely, and it seems like every administration, when the press starts becoming adversarial, they just blame it all. They're biased toward the other party. When Clinton was in power, they were calling it the conservative press was exposing his crime.
Vast right-wing conspiracy.
Yeah, vast right-wing conspiracy, and it wasn't. A lot of things were being let out that the American public needed to know, and so as long as the media is not putting this stuff out, Americans don't have the information they need to make good decisions, especially going into an election year.
Michael Rivero, stay there. I want to talk about what you see happening in the next 6 months, the next year, and then I want to get into a whole host of other issues and take phone calls.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, specifically, we put a big article out this weekend on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Headline, DynCorp and Halliburton Sex Slave Scandal Won't Go Away. And I mentioned some of the topics to Mr. Rivero during the break. I said, what do you want to talk about next? He said, well, that sounds pretty interesting. Of course, he knows about the general five-year saga of this, or six-year now, since they were caught doing it in the Balkans specifically. But now the governor of Illinois has written a letter, and this is in the Chicago Tribune, and said, why are you blocking this? Why are you telling the Pentagon to not stop this? And openly, it's in the Chicago Tribune, they have a lobbyist, I didn't even know it was that bad, who represent the slave trade. This is actual white slavery, and that they're now doing it to Arab kids. They also grab whole villages of men and take them to be used as slaves for the contractors. This is Chicago Tribune, folks, and people are like, Alex, you talked about this in the first hour. You talked about this on Monday. Well, Fox News will spend 6 months on one kidnapped woman. I mean, this shows what psychopathic criminals, I think it's the number one chink in their armor, Michael Rivero, is the fact that DynCorp and Halliburton subsidiaries and others have been caught red-handed defending these practices.
Yeah, that is, I think, you know, when you have an occupation army occupying a country and you see this sort of abuses, it really illustrates what's going on. I am hoping that this story will develop some legs. I'm certainly going to give it some additional emphasis in the next few weeks. But there's an old saying that the fastest way to end a dictator is to get him to act like one where everybody can see it. And for this sort of abuses to be going on where you're talking about children being taken into coerced circumstances like this, I mean, that really shows exactly what the real character of the American occupation is all about.
Did you see that as a good sign when Bush had to say, I'm not a dictator?
I think it was a good sign, especially because he's having to back off that joke that he was making during his first year in office about how easy it would be if he was a dictator. And, you know, nobody's laughing anymore because it's very plain that Bush has done more harm to our country, our freedoms, and our way of life than any terrorist could hope to. I'm sure that, you know, in whatever afterlife he's sitting in right now, Osama is looking at George Bush and saying, thank you, George, you wrecked the country more than I could have ever thought possible, and, you know, well done there, buddy. And it is, it's really, what Bush has done, I think for all intents and purposes, he is a dictator. You know, if he acts like a dictator and talks like a dictator and walks like a dictator, then he's a dictator. And having a Congress...
Well, give us some examples of that, because his own attorney general says he is the law, Judge Dredd the executioner. I mean, they actually, he says, I'm the war president, I can use war powers, I can break any law I want domestically. That is, in its very essence, a dictatorship.
Absolutely, and, you know, just because he says it does not mean it is so. I mean, Nixon tried exactly the same thing. He used to say if the president does it, it's not a crime. That is not true. We are a constitutional republic, and the bottom line is that anybody who raises his hand and takes that oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution is agreeing implicitly to abide by those rules.
Well, it's simple. And I use this example because it's the best one out there. Just because the Supreme Court said black people weren't human beings doesn't mean it's true.
That's absolutely true, and the bottom line is that George Bush is the president of the United States only when he is conforming himself to the limits imposed on the presidency by the Constitution. If he acts outside the Constitution, he's acting outside his office. He's just ordinary George Bush again, and maybe he's got a lot of people willing to go along with what he's saying, but he is not legally the president of the United States when he acts outside the Constitution. And Congress cannot vote him extra constitutional powers. That takes a constitutional amendment. And the Attorney General can't say he is the law. All the Attorney General can, in effect, say is, I refuse to prosecute his crimes, which is really what it comes down to. Bush can do what he wants because he knows his buddies are sitting on the judicial benches and in the Department of Justice, and they will give him a get-out-of-jail-free card, is really what it amounts to.
What about the financial, corporate, international interest in Europe and Israel and the U.S. that use Bush as their puppet? I mean, they can throw him away like birdcage liner. Their agenda moves forward. Your take on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Bush was kind of a disposable ruler right from the beginning, and certainly we see Dick Cheney as more of the capable motivator behind him, and I know that a lot of people are starting to talk about impeachment, but you know, I think if we don't impeach both of them or even a larger group, well, we may be in for more trouble you know, with Dick Cheney in the Oval Office. We have some very, very selfish, greedy, borderline sociopathic people running this country right now. And unfortunately, most Americans, while they are aware of what's going on, they are still believing the government is going to play by the rules and play nice and obey the constitutional limits, and that's just not happening.
It's not happening, and you give people unlimited power, unlimited funding, they're going to abuse it. And, I mean, let's talk about some of the abuse. I mean, just the no-bid contracts, the scams, the financial soaking that we're all taking when we get back. And we'll take your calls. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest.
Well, first live show of the year. It is the third day of January 2006. Michael Rivera is our guest. We're going to go back to him in just a few minutes. And we're going to talk about the spying. We're going to talk about the contractors and all of the war profiteering that's going on. And I promise we are going to get to all of your calls. Stan and then Rick and Francis and Ruben and Davey. I have time for those five calls. Sorry to everybody else, but we will get to those five calls at least. Before we go back to Michael Rivera, whatreallyhappened.com, be sure and check that site out. Got a lot of great information there. Plus some great T-shirts. I was on there last night looking at one of them. And I may just steal the design, I'll say on air. No, I've seen on bumper stickers too, but think it upsets the government or something like that. People ought to go there and get one of those because thinking does upset them. The average American will, who's pro-war, now about 35% of the people that are still idiotic enough, according to mainstream polls, I'd say it's even lower. They will argue with you about Iraq, but they literally can't find it on a map. They've done national studies on this. They know none of its history. They don't know anything. They've just got an emotional response. And so we'll talk to Michael Rivera about that. I'll ask him about that psychology here in a second. Year-end specials. We've extended them until the 7th. That's 3.5 days, roughly, 3 or 4 days. and PrisonPlanet.tv. All 14 of my films, all of my weekly TV reports, my special video reports from England and Crawford, Texas, and on weather wars with the father of weather warfare, Ben Livingston, where they could have stopped those hurricanes with old-fashioned cloud seeding. Forget all the other high-tech, fancy-dandy stuff. This is the, I mean, that's one of the reports that's up there. My new film, The Order of Death, is on PrisonPlanet.tv. It's all there, 15 cents a day. The monthly subscription is $5.95. But, folks, when you get a yearly subscription until the end of this week, I guess until Sunday, really, until the first day of next week, until the 7th, you will get 5.3 months free. That's what it calculates out to. You will get almost a half a year free when you get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for 1 year. So be sure and take advantage of that. And if you want any of the videos and books that we're carrying on Infowars.com, there are, I don't know, over 100 titles up there now of videos, books, books on tape, DVDs, T-shirts, you name it, bumper stickers, Infowars.com. And your purchase also has the added entree and caveat of supporting this broadcast, my team, the websites, what we do. We're very hardworking. We're in the globalist spaces, full-time in this battle, and we also need your support to continue to grow and expand and do even more. There's so much more we can do, but that is all based on your support. So go to Infowars.com and order via the safe, secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free to get the videos and books, or to get a free brochure, or to ask questions about the films and materials. 1-888-253-3139. And we've got year-end specials that are also extended until the 7th, where some of the DVDs, instead of $25 or $19.95, are $5.95 until just the end of this week. I mean, the deals on Infowars.com are crazy. You can also write to us at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Going back to Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com, Mike, again, I'm not being sardonic. I don't think of myself as the smartest person, the sharpest knife in the drawer. I don't claim that my elevator even goes all the way to the top. But I know this. I know human history. I'm somewhat of a history buff. I know the history of Iraq. I know how Saddam was the boy of the globalist, how they told him to attack Iran, how they told him, go ahead and go into Kuwait. I know the setup. I know the Israelis in 83 said, we want to have the U.S. go in, balkanize the country, break it up into four provinces. Now that's being done and being announced as some new plan. I know that it's all a scam. And then you talk to the average good old boy, and he's just, you're a dirty commie, boy. We need to kill all them Arabs. Well, they're not actually Arabs. They're Persians. Shut up, commie. Well, you know, the PNAC boy said Saddam wasn't a threat. It was about oil and about weapons sales. Oh, you're a liar. You know Halliburton's ripping off the troops. Eh, shut up. I mean, what do you do when you talk to somebody who just doesn't know anything, but they've still got their opinion?
Well, people like that, basically my advice is to not waste your time on them and go out and find those people who are starting to listen and starting to ask the questions. What you have here, there is a certain group of individuals who want to believe they're on top of everything, but they're basically too lazy to really make sure they've got a good beat on life. So they basically take whatever comes out of the TV and they figure, well, that's it, and I stand by the government.
You just crystallized something that I say in like an hour-long diatribe. That's it. They associate their power with this corrupt system. No matter what it does, they don't want to deal with the threat, so they engage in doublethink that Orwell talked about. They lie to themselves. They convince themselves.
Absolutely, and it goes one step further than that is, and that is, when, you know, we're all raised to believe that we're good, noble human beings, that we would take a stand to fight for truth and justice, and take a stand against evil government if we had one. But a lot of people really don't want to face that choice, because when you find out your government is lying to you, your government is killing off leaders that you like and they
kidnapping
don't.
Kidnapping children, and it's public.
And you find out about it, and you have to decide, what am I going to do about it? And that's when you find out that maybe because of your mortgage and because of your the rest of what's going on, you don't have what it takes to stand up, to face up to a corrupt government. Well, most people don't want to admit that to themselves. So they're very grateful when the government says, oh, there's nothing corrupt here. We've got this crazed lone nut assassin over
here. Well, that's what Joseph Goebbels actually wrote a book about propaganda, and he said good propaganda speaks to the laziness, speaks to the procrastination. Oh, no, everything's fine. It doesn't even have to be. That's why this stuff's all so transparent, but it doesn't matter because they know it's just a salve for lazy people. But I want those lazy people to know something. This system will feed on them, too, not just them dirty Arabs.
Oh, absolutely. You just have to look at the history of Germany in World War II, and it all worked really well for those in power. But in the long run, they ruined the entire nation. And the people who made the money, including the Bush family, got off scot-free, took their money, and laughed their heads off over those dumb German people who fell for it all. And the same thing is going to happen in this country, and it happens because good Americans don't want to have to confront that issue of taking a risk to stand up to the corrupt government. But you have to look at people like Cindy Sheehan, who, by the way, is in Hawaii this week, to have the courage to stand up and say, this is wrong. We were lied to. Our kids are dying for oil and money and Halliburton. They're not dying for any noble purpose that we can get behind. We were lied to. We were lied to about weapons of mass destruction. We were lied to about Iraq and Al-Qaeda. We were lied to about Iraq and 9/11. There was nothing about Iraq that was told to us that was absolutely the truth that we could rely on and say we can support that. Now we're seeing the same pattern repeat out with Iran again.
Well, Michael, I know you, it goes without saying, but I would guess you've probably been threatened before, haven't you?
Yeah.
But you know, I'm always amazed when I get threatened because I guess from their cowardly view, the cowards that engage in all this evil and kind of service this whole corrupt empire, I guess to them being threatened would scare them. So that, I guess that's why they think threatening us. Folks, I get up in the morning when I get the threats. That actually has empowered me. I've decided to redouble my efforts because of the latest volleys of threats.
Well,
I don't think they understand that you know, we're just... I'm instinctive, Michael, and I see a threat to the species, a threat to my family, a threat by just a pack of scumbag criminals, and I'm gonna fight these people. I mean, are we abnormal, Michael Rivero, because we're disgusted by them? Because they tell us that we're crazy, that we ought to just not have morals, and that we should just join them.
Well, according to the latest polls, we're not abnormal because about 85% of America is starting to agree with us. But the thing about the threatening and harassment, to me, when that happens, that's a signal that we're right over the target because we're catching the flak. And more than that, these kind of tactics are an admission that these people doing the harassment and making the threats already know they cannot win the debate on the facts and the logic and the law. They are admitting that they don't have a valid argument when they resort to such tactics. Because if they had a good argument, they wouldn't need tactics like
and
that.
The louder
they come over and say, this is what we need, and we'd say, yeah, we agree with you. That
and the louder
sense.
They scream, we know we're bloodying them.
Absolutely.
You know, they're putting on this facade of being invincible, and we just keep stabbing them with the ice pick, folks. They're bleeding out right now.
Well, I'm in agreement with George Galloway, who said last week that if it weren't for the peace movement, the U.S. would already be in Damascus and Tehran. And I'm in agreement with that. We can certainly wish
well,
that Iraq was
the, I mean, that was the PNAC timetable, was in the next 20 years to invade 66 countries.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it's global conquest. But, it's definitely faltering. It's not going as smoothly as they anticipated. I'm in agreement that they may try another stage terror attack to try and move the war machine along.
You think they'll blow up the Golden Gate Bridge?
Well, that's one of the targets I think would probably work for them. And
Silverstein actually bought the Sears Tower, so look out there.
Yeah, I saw that as well. And, it's going to be another symbolic landmark. And if it happens, the thing you have to remember is, if these countries are so angry with our government, why are they killing the ordinary people? Why didn't they go after, the Capitol building or the White House Why don't they
go
after
the thing. Why would the Arabs attack us knowing it will bring down the wrath of the empire?
Absolutely. That really is the ultimate thing. You know, the why would they do something guaranteed?
And then you happen to look at who they claim did it. It's a known CIA operative, Tim Osman, known as Osama bin Laden, with the supposed hijackers all training at U.S. military bases and defense language schools and all these public... I mean, every time, you know, it's not just common sense. Then every time you look at it, look, it's them. You know, they're doing it. I want to get a little bit into the war profiteering and the rest of it, but we've got to go to some of these phone calls because they have been holding true champions there, and I actually had my call list here in front of me. Here it is. Let's go ahead and talk to Stan in Missouri. You're on the air with Michael Rivero. Thank you for holding, sir.
Hello, Alex. As always, you've got a good guest on there. I wanted to talk to you. You're right on target about so many things today, Alex. They're setting up in the Smith Cotton High School system in Sedalia, Missouri. They made it mandatory yesterday. But they're going to make them wear identification badges, the teachers and the faculty.
The federal documents admit that they're training the kids how to be prisoners in the schools.
They're also doing it in Warsaw school system, Alex, and they're doing it. They're doing it also in Posey, Idaho. I talked to a nineteen-year-old Mormon elder. He said they've done it in his school system for 5 years now.
Listen, I read the USA Today article a month ago where they said it's good and the feds are paying for total surveillance in all the schools, including the bathrooms. Michael Rivera?
Well, that seems to be a lot of money being spent that could be spent on, like, making the schools actually better, better teachers, better classroom support. I don't know about in your part of the country, but out here, our public schools are so strapped for cash, there are not enough school books to go around. And yet we have the federal government coming in here to put in TV cameras in the bathrooms. There's something seriously wrong with an educational system that has more money for that kind of surveillance.
But that's their education. Their education is how to wear a badge, how to have a camera in the stall, how to have cops in black uniforms shake you down.
Yeah.
They have 18 surveillance cameras in Smith Cotton High School. But Alex, as always, like I just go through saying, you've been on target. Their national ID card that they've implemented in Sedalia, Missouri, if it's not going to work, Alex, and I'm going to tell you why it's not working, because you've got a vast criminal element due to the meth epidemic in Pettus County, and you've got 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds driving around with revoked driver's license, suspended license, DWI convictions. The only ones that are going to obey this asinine law, Alex, is honest patriots like you and me.
That's the way it's always been, and they're not going to enforce it against the scumbags. They're going to enforce it against us. Thanks for the call, Stan. Always good to hear from you. Let's talk to, up next, Rick in Michigan. You're on the air, Rick, with our guest, Michael Rivero. Go ahead.
Well, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
First-time listener.
Welcome.
Man of my heart, I tell you, I've been listening for somebody like you.
Well, I'm glad you found us.
Well, first to say, we've all been bushwhacked. Sure you know that.
Yes, we have been bushwhacked, yes.
And another subject I wanted to bring up is some of the things that you were talking about the inoculations and so forth.
Yes.
Well, you know, all that is all about population control, just like cigarettes, just like gun control, you know, flooding the market with guns and every damn thing else. And you got alcohol, they're all supplemented by the government, all of them. Well, you think they ain't going broke?
Well, I know the government moves into every vice, and I think guns are good overall, but I mean, certainly the government, we found that in most big cities, it is police, this has been the news, who are involved in the illegal gun trade.
Oh, yeah, they're flooding the market with them. You know, anybody can get them.
I don't mean all the cops, select people. You want to comment on what the listener's bringing up, Michael?
Well, yeah, there is a big problem with police corruption, and again, you know, it's the corruption starts at the top with the White House, and it just flows down through the entire social structure. All organizations are going to inherit the personality and the morals of the people at the top. And being a former resident of Los Angeles, I'm very much used to the idea of the police being part of the crime problem as well. When I was in college, the best source for marijuana was a California Highway Patrolman. I knew another guy who'd been an L.A. cop who bought himself a Radio Shack store with money that he got from reselling confiscated drugs. So,
Rick, thanks for the call. Look, I mean, I remember as a senior in high school, one of my friends was the son of a prominent, I mean, very prominent FBI agent. And I'd go to their house for like a barbecue. And I mean, this was like a $2 million house.
right next door to, you know, well, I'm not going to get into it. The point is that it's just, you know, I mean, how many times do the cops, you know, I'm in a rich neighborhood and there's a cop living, I mean, and you're like, well, what does he do? And it's just, it's over and over again.
Michael? Well, I have a friend who, or rather, I knew a guy who was in the Secret Service Treasury Department, not protective detail, but counterfeiting, and yeah, he had a very lavish lifestyle, including quite a collection of very expensive cars. So, yeah, there's a problem out there, and of course, you know, you look at it, what's going on at the very top of the government, and everybody else says, well, why shouldn't I be playing the same way?
And you know what? These crooks laugh at the good cops. Like, oh, look at that schmuck getting $40,000 a year, can't even put his kids through school. It just makes me sick.
I mean, that's like Serpico all over again.
It is. Francis in New York. Francis, go ahead.
Yes, I want to wish you both a happy new year, Mike and Alex. And there are many issues. What I wanted to talk about briefly was the impending strike on Iran. And I must say, Michael, I think your analysis is astute, and I wanted to raise a couple points. One, I cannot recall in the last 30 years more high-level leakers in governments and agencies around the globe releasing information regarding this, whether it was to the German press, or the Turkish press, or the British press. What's really frightening with the impending nuclear attack on Iran is that you are astute with regard to the fact that Turkey will not allow the Americans to use the NATO bases because a natural gas agreement has been made regarding Russia and Turkey, as well as distributing the gas to Europe. So even Italy, the Netherlands.
My point is this.
I think we're going to see, after this attack occurs, we're going to see a breakdown of NATO. And when that happens, we're going to have probably a major world war, because we have China aligned with Russia. We have the EU.
Stay there. I'm going to let you finish really fast on the other side and get Mike's comment on that. Stay with us. There's not enough time in the day.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Minute-long clip. This is the new AOL ad. If you got AOL, you sign up for junk service and you get spied on, folks. But where they demonize the internet and show pictures of Hitler and the Ku Klux Klan and say it's got to be regulated and controlled, come sign up with them and discuss it. And it's just multifaceted, multivariant propaganda. It's like local radio stations here in Austin put up signs saying don't listen to our station, and then it makes you tune in. And so it's got that, at a level to it, but it's also demonizing the internet for more regulation. But, oh, we're AOL, we're safe. I want to play that and get Michael Rivero's comment on it, so we can't really go back to Francis, but to comment on Francis's comment, Mike, about how this could really cause, well, they're calling it World War IV. They say the Cold War was World War III. Where do you see this going?
Well, there's definitely a real danger because Russia and Iran are moving closer together. Russia is supplying sophisticated anti-aircraft missile systems. And, of course, Russia is providing material and personnel for the construction of the power station. And the real danger is that if the U.S. strikes those power stations, that Russian nationals will be killed in the bombing attacks.
But we heard that about Serbia, and the Russians still backed off. They did grab the Pristina airport. This is a whole other subject. I mean, isn't Russia to a certain extent the same hip pocket as Bush?
I'm not entirely sure about that with Putin in charge. And I'm not entirely certain that the people that are pulling the ultimate strings don't see their own personal fortunes improving in a war between the U.S. and Russia.
So they could actually engineer this, and Bush is a bit player.
Yeah, absolutely, because the idea would be that you've got the U.S. and Russia are two major powers, but if they can be tricked into killing each other off, or at least severely weakening each other in a mutually destructive war.
That makes the international order even stronger.
Yeah, then you have all kinds of other people who become, the New World Order becomes much more of an influence.
No, I agree with you. I mean, internationally, they want to weaken all nation states. Let's go ahead and roll this AOL ad. Now listen to them demonizing the internet with images of Hitler and the Klan. Here it is.
Some people think the internet is a bad thing. Somewhere your identity can be stolen, your home invaded, and your savings robbed without anyone setting foot inside your door. It is one of the most dangerous weapons ever created. A way for the unhinged to spread evil free of supervision or censorship. A place for mankind to exercise its darkest desires. An open market where you can purchase anything you want. Orwell was right. The internet has taken us to a place where everything we do is watched, monitored, and processed without us ever realizing it. Some people think the internet is a bad thing. What do you think?
So now, Big Brother is going to save us from the Wild West Internet. Meanwhile, DynCorp is purchasing the little children. But that's the government. That's okay. We've got to regulate and shut down the Internet. You know, I mean, listen to the ominous music. Michael Rivera?
Well, America Online actually began as a private network where you had to really work through their system before you could actually reach the Internet itself. And for those people who've been around long enough to remember the history of how the Internet came to be, it was never intended to be accessible to the public. It was supposed to be a government-only tool, but it did sort of escape out. And the government's biggest problem right now is how to bring the Internet back under their control and censorship. And I think ultimately what we're going to see is the big government-friendly companies like America Online and various other providers will become the front doors to the Internet.
Well, that's Internet, too. That's exactly what they're planning.
Yeah, and web pages will require licensing, and they're going to turn it into basically just another form of a TV network where the government message gets to you and everybody else is just supposed to sit still and passively accept.
I agree with you, and I apologize to Davey and Ruben and everybody else. We'll have to talk tomorrow. I'm sorry to the callers, but I agree with you, but now there's a hunger. I don't think they're going to get away with it, Michael.
I don't think they will. I think it's going to be proved to be very difficult to do. This is
Michael, we're out of time. God bless you. Take care, folks.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.